Okay, so I'm here with Emily Aston, who plays Ada Figgins, and Cassie Atkinson, who plays Alice Hobson.
Hello.
Hey.
In Hobson's Choice. So, tell us about your role in the play.
Okay, me Emily. First. I'm Emily. Hello. I play Ada Figgins. Now, Ada just pops up. And basically, she's quite a character. A mother's more a character, but you don't get to meet the mother. I wish you did. I tell you what, you'd know she were about. Well, the image I've got of a mother. But Ada, no, she's a fantastic part. I mean, you know, not on the stage for long, but she comes on and hopefully, you know, makes a point. But it's quite sad she ends up going and has lost a fella through no choice of her own. I mean, one of the lines is, it's daylight robbery. She can't quite believe it's happened. But yeah, fantastic character to play though. Loads of energy and just fun, really. Bob on, you know, do me bit and bob on.
What about you, Cassie? What's it like being a Hobson sister?
It's hell. well, especially being the middle child. She's always two steps behind Maggie, which is pretty infuriating. She likes to think she kind of like represents the social aspiring quite a lot within the play because she kind of really does want to succeed. But unfortunately, Maggie does everything before she would have done or before she's even thought of it. But she kind of tries to aspire mainly by money, which is quite a strong kind of like symbol?
Yeah,
or theme. Like theme within the play, yeah. Mm. So, but eventually she does get what she wants, but if it's necessarily the best thing for a person, you know, up to people's opinions. So.
Hobson's daughter as well must be
hard life.
Yeah, I know. He's a tough one.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Hobson.
But they do, though, don't they? They do. Even though you wouldn't
push
mess
it,
with
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. They do give him what for, and they do always try and get the best that they can out of the situations, which is, you know, obviously infuriates Hobson even more, and drives him to
destruction.
Yeah.
So how are rehearsals going for both of you?
Yeah, really well.
Brilliant. Yeah, everybody is lovely. It's such a brilliant cast. Chris is just...
He's probably
one of the loveliest directors you'll ever work with because he's just like a dream. You just think he's calm and he's just really just brilliant.
Yeah.
So you just feel like you can trust him 1,000,000%. So that's fantastic. And everyone's brilliant. Everyone's great. We're having a great time,
Emily Aston.
Oh, we're having some great times, aren't we? You're getting to see some of the sights of Sheffield.
Enjoying being in Sheffield.
Yeah, Sheffield's great.
It's amazing.
It's really good. Some lovely bars. Not that I drink. No. No, it's great. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's
lovely town centre. And we've been to the cinema, the Showcase Cinema. That's great. Yeah. It's got some fantastic films on. Brilliant. And also, like, going out of Sheffield a bit, like all the parks and the
Peak
walks.
District and
I've got good intentions to be fit on this job. We'll wait and see.
Get out into the countryside.
Yeah.
And it's both your first time performing on the Crucible.
Yeah. It's really exciting.
First time, and I hope it's the first time. I hope it's not my last. we won't have her again.
Well, good luck with the show, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you.